petulant, aren't we, Bill?
Come on. Did you really want to go to that? The pre-Oscar party? It's the post that you really want to go to.
Let's see. I don't have the I can't play the clip, but there's a first look out of Timothy Chalamet in the Bob Dylan biopic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is he going to play?
He could pull off Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan?
Oh, hey. He could pull off Bob Dylan.
He's really, he's really talented.
That's what I hear. Let's see. Kung Fu Panda 4 dethroned Dune 2 at the box office. I don't have the top 10. No, nobody prints that anymore. I guess because the numbers are so dismal. And let's see, anybody else here that's worth mentioning? Tyreek Hill allegedly smashed a non-lit cigar in his wife's face because she wouldn't sign a post-nuptial agreement.
What?
I'll save that one for Jay Quillen later. That is today's Cheap and Trashy. Going local is always better. We recently had Mike Vincent in the studio talking about House Bill 238, which I hope you look into and ask your legislators to support, because as things stand now, Adams Drugs, in filling prescriptions, loses money on about 30% of things that go out the door, which it's kind of tough to run a business with those kinds of imbalances. So they're working on that. But it hasn't changed how they treat people, and that's the number one reason to consider them. If your national chain pharmacy is always packed, they don't have time to answer questions, or you get the eye roll at the window after you've waited 20 minutes and then told to come in if you need an answer to a question, why not go to a place that's going to embrace you and make you feel welcome from day one? And that's how they do it at Adams Drugs. I think Mike's big accomplishment, opening 12 locations here in the River Region and staffing them with people who are truly customer service driven. So they have, and by the way, people behind the counter, they stock time there. They take time to save you money on copays. They look for programs or coupons that pharmacy manufacturers have to save you additional money. They have all your over-the-counter needs. And I always like to say, if you need a Coke and a candy bar to feel better, you can get that too. Incredible gift shops, just a warm, friendly feeling, and 75 cents of every dollar you spend at Adams Drug stays in the local economy. The News Talk listener, better than anybody, knows the importance of that. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Four have health clinics for shots, flu shots, and things of that nature, shingle shots. One right up the street from us at Perry Hill and Carmichael Road. Go to AdamsDrugs.net to find the one nearest you. We got traffic and a fresh edition of SRN News ahead.
Fire units are working a fire on Rosa Parks near Willena. If you're in that area this morning, Rosa Parks near Willena, please use caution there. Northern Boulevard at Highway 231 had a hit and run there earlier. The folks left on the scene are being worked by police right now. And downtown Montgomery at South Jackson Street at Pelham Street had a victim struck by a car right around 5 o'clock. Apparently, they're still on the scene or wrapping up there. So please use caution. Everywhere else, light to moderate traffic, but it is beginning to build this morning. Buckle up. Be safe. We're going to keep you updated right here. Dobson Tractor's here to help. When you need parts and service, put it on your cat card. Stop by today and ask about their wicked crazy specials exclusively for cat card customers. Thompson Tractor, Highway 80 off I-85. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
The Harriet 2 Riverboat has the perfect way to start your weekend each Friday with the Spring Dinner Cruise. Enjoy live entertainment as you dine on a delicious, family-friendly dinner. Add your favorite beverage from the cash bar and dance the night away cruising the Alabama River. Get your family together and make it a family tradition. Boarding starts at 6:30 and cruise starts at 7. Book your cruise on the Harriet 2 now at funinmontgomery.com.
Is spring cleaning making your floors feel, well, a little worse for the wear? Don't just clean them, upgrade them. Carroll's Carpet Flooring America can help you transform your home with beautiful new flooring and countertops. Carroll's Carpet is locally owned and operated, so you're supporting the community. At Carroll's Carpet, you'll get expert advice to help you find the perfect flooring. Hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, or even luxury vinyl. They'll work with you to create the exact look you've been dreaming of. Carroll's Carpet. New floors this spring. Makes your whole home sing. Carrollscarpet.com on the Northeastern Boulevard.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
And now, Dad Joke Theater.
Hey, Derek, this website says that I can't use beef stew as a password.
What's the matter with beef stew?
It says it's not strong enough.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Quack, quack.
Former President Trump says China's construction of a massive auto plant in Mexico with plans to export vehicles to the U.S. would have dire consequences for the American auto industry. Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu insisting Israel is committed to wiping out Hamas terrorists in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, where hundreds of thousands of civilians have fled to escape the war. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton wants to go after prosecutors in the state who don't do their job. Russia's Election Commission says Vladimir Putin has won a fifth six-year term in office, capturing an overwhelming share of the vote. Idaho lawmakers expected to vote this week on a bill that would ban the use of any public funds for so-called gender-affirming care. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 1 point. NASDAQ futures up 159. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
All right, sit down. I'm going to do a new song. And if you get it, you just get it. I don't know if we really landed people on the moon. I'm not sure if Lady Gaga uses auto-tune. And I'm uncertain there'll be peace over in the Middle East. But I just saw a big sign, honey, and one thing is true. That I do know we'll be stopping at Bucky's. Time to have some fun. Like a gas station, car wash, barbecue, Cracker Barrel, Walmart, all in one. I've been driving these wide open spaces. Now I need a redneck oasis. Take my money, bucket, baby. It's my lucky day. A pile of sauce and beef and nuggets. Try a little fudge. Turkey and a pulled pork sandwich just because. Get a leather bolo and a hoodie for the wife. Cast iron frying pan, taffy and a dive. Get some roasted pecans, chewed for the dog. Positive encouragement, painted on a log. A lunch man, a pudding, a Cali chicken wrap. A coffee for the journey, a Bucky Beaver cap. What's up, West Virginia? It's my ritual. Stomach's growling, my gas tank's empty, and my bladder's full. I've been hanging with the unwashed masses. Bible verses on shot glasses. Take my money, bucket, baby, cinnamon roll. Homemade gravy, take my money, bucket, honey, it's my lucky day.
Imagine Buck. Rockies will be busy today. Since I have a little experience at this with multiple rehab stints, if you did overdo it last night, there's two things that are causing you misery with a hangover.
Okay.
Dehydration and the loss of electrolytes from the alcohol. So I would imagine that Bucky's and a lot of other places are selling tons of Gatorade.
Yeah.
Those kinds of drinks are what you need, and you should drink as much as you can tolerate.
Yeah.
And that will help kind of get you
past. You used to keep Pedialyte here.
Well, that was not because I was drunk.
It wasn't for that. I mean, it was for the purpose of that, but not because you were suffering.
But Pedialyte would be, yeah. In fact, it might even be a better option.
Yep.
So if you are, if you overdid it last night, nobody's judging you. Just trying to help get you back on track.
I mean, I'm judging you. It's a Sunday. What are you doing?
Here's David. Good morning.
Now, I would hope that Taylor Swift would have called Eddie Vedder on stage to sing Trouble with her, you know, so he could be singing like, Trouble, Trouble.
He is the biggest phony I've in music, in my opinion.
That would have been absolutely hilarious.
And Pearl Jam is the most overrated band in music history.
Ever, yes. I totally agree.
I don't get it. I'm sorry, I just don't get it. They're not melodic. They don't do anything catchy. You couldn't do karaoke with Pearl Jam.
I know. Well, of course, I guess in actuality you could if you're totally drunk, because then you would sound like Eddie Vedder singing. Because nobody could understand the words you're saying.
Big phony Cubs fan, too.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I don't even know. Did he even grow up in Chicago? I don't think he did.
No.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he didn't. I've never really researched it. So
he just jumped on the bandwagon when it was convenient or cool to do it.
Back in 2016, yeah, exactly.
He was born in Evanston, Illinois.
Well, that's pretty close. That's pretty close.
Yeah, so good for him then. All right, have a good one.
Well, that certainly ended that.
I'm sorry.
Hey, no, we need the truth. Now, I'm wondering if we're going to get this song this year.
This is last year's.
Jayhawks, Mountain Hawks, Rebels, Spartans, Terrapins, Orange, Bean, Green, Big Red, Blue Devils, Demon Deacons, Miners, Boilermakers, Golden Gophers, and Commodores, Huskies, Lobos, Terriers, Badgers, Spiders, and Longhorns, a couple of Cougars and two Golden Bears, Gators and Gales, a pair of Panthers, Racers, the Irish, and two Tigers. Pace yourself, we're only halfway there. Colonials, Saints, Monarchs, Mountaineers, Bears, Buckeyes, Hoyos, Yellow Jackets, and Volunteers, Gauchos, Cowboys, Catamounts, and Buccaneers, Bobcats, Bearcats, Three Wildcats, Musketeers, Seminoles, Eagles, and Two Grizzlies, Golden Lions, Golden Eagles, Aggies, Three, Two Bulldogs, Owls, and Aztecs. Write them down, fill out your brackets, it's March Madness.
So that's last year's?
I don't know what year that's from.
Yeah, we don't know what
but
year
we could use it, who'd know?
Yeah, right. Hey, so where do you think Auburn and Yale are playing on Friday afternoon?
I don't know where the regionals are.
Spokane, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spokane, the Eastern Regionals in Spokane.
Uh-huh.
Spokane.
That, Spokane.
We're doing it.
She don't lie, she don't lie, she don't lie. She lives in Spokane.
Spokane.
So we're going to help Rich with his bracket in just a moment. But first, he's got to work.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Big temperature setback on this last official day of winter. That seems somewhat appropriate. With a high temperature today up to about 60. So the normal high would be 72. It's going to be a breezy day, mostly sunny. North winds gusting as high as 20 at times. Then the winds come down. Freeze warning tonight. Low temperature 31 by dawn tomorrow morning with widespread morning frost. Tomorrow, the high temperature may not make it out of the 50s. I got us at 59 with sunshine. We're back to the 30s on Tuesday night, first night of spring, with spring beginning late tomorrow night, 11:06 p.m. Low temperature down to about 38, and not quite as cool on Wednesday. Wednesday's high up around 70, and then we'll be in the low 70s Thursday with more sun. The next risk of showers holding off till Thursday night into Friday. So that'll be the third week in a row that we have late week showers on Friday. Right now, this morning, we have partly cloudy skies, north winds at 10. It's 52 at quarter after 7.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Make my picks. Fill out a bracket. Don't understand. I am not a fan. If their logo's kind of cool, I'll just pick them. Someone I know went to the school. I will pick them. Gonna lose the office pool. The schools in my state. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I like the mascot. Don't watch the games. I pick them. Then I lose.
So you're sitting there with your bracket, Rich, and you want some help from me and Jay?
No, I mean, I don't know enough about basketball.
To, yeah, I can't give it to you either.
Was it Warren Buffett who offered...
He normally does. I don't know if he's doing it this year, but he normally offers a massive amount of money to anybody who has a perfect bracket.
Because the odds of getting a perfect bracket are just astronomically small.
I think it's like in the billions to one.
Is that right?
In fact, ESPN had a bracket contest, and I think they did get one. But I don't care about ESPN, so
sometimes
I'm not paying attention.
Women will win these brackets.
In the office pools, yes.
Yeah, because of,
I like that name.
I like that uniform.
Right. Well, and you can never underestimate. And it's what propelled Mommy the Swami all those years, feminine intuition.
There you go.
Now, I would love to see them make it to the Final Four. And last year... This tells you how fast time goes by. Janelle graduated from Florida Atlantic University.
Yes.
They were in the championship game.
Yes, they were.
So I would like to see them.
There was your Cinderella story.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cinderella story.
And they had the game won and lost it in like the final seconds. It was heartbreaking. We were watching it at, it was the same day that Janelle decided to take the job in New Orleans. So we were celebrating at this incredible seafood place. Yeah. And the game was on inside, so we were like on the edge of our seat through the final moments.
When you say Cinderella story, do you always think of from Caddyshack?
No, I guess I don't.
No. Bill Murray?
Yeah.
Cinderella story.
Oh. I must have had the volume turned down when that part came out.
Okay.
Yeah. It didn't come to me on that one.
Right. Cinderella story.
Yeah,
I think likely because I've heard it so much in context of the basketball.
Oh, yeah.
So,
well, if you are stuck on any of your picks, just we'll be happy to help.
And
for
the final
fair percentage of whatever you win.
The final game's on April 8th, the eclipse day. How about that?
You know, it gets later every year.
Yeah, I know.
It's called March Madness, but it extends into...
It used to start earlier.
March Madness
earlier,
used to start, yeah.
And it would be over in March.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the World Series used to end in October as well, but...
Yeah.
In fact, the reason I remember this, when I moved to Florida, I was staying in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Courtesy of the radio station that I was working for.
Yeah.
And I remember on the last weekend I was there, the tournament was on and it was still March.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a passing thought. 720 random facts is ahead, and I really haven't come up with anything great in the way of a convoluted intro.
That's okay. I haven't come up with any great random facts.
Well, good. We're going to continue this mediocre streak we started with at 6. A reminder that Brian Jewelry, I'm sure a few people who either celebrated a birthday yesterday or an anniversary on St. Patrick's Day probably enjoyed a nice emerald. That is such an incredible gem. And gems are what they specialize in at Brian Jewelry. If you visit them online, you'll get a great look at the complete selection. Just type whatever you're looking for. Emerald, ruby, moonstone, and you'll see abundant choices in all different types and lines of jewelry. And you'll find that their prices are very, very competitive. And at Brian Jewelry, you also have the layaway option or a 0% Synchrony luxury account so you can pay over time without running up any big interest debt. They try to accommodate you every way possible. And to start you off on the right foot, if you go to BrianJewelry.com and sign up for membership, you'll save $100 off the first item worth $200 or more that you purchase in their store. Lynn and her team, they're professional jewelers. They just reconditioned. In fact, I put it on my pinky and took a picture of it and sent it to Janelle. They just reconditioned a ring for her with an opal setting, and she absolutely loved it. Be delivering that on Easter weekend. They're at 1778 East Main and Prattville, but start online. There's a lot to learn, a lot to see, and money to save at BrianJewelry.com. We have your local news next, and then part one of Random Facts is always followed by a $20 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at JackIngramNissan.com.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Montgomery firefighters responded to a large fire at the fairgrounds during the SLE rodeo Saturday night. The fire took place in a barn area near Garrett Coliseum just before 10 p.m. There were no reports of injuries to any civilians, animals, or firefighters. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that injured a woman Saturday night. Officers were called to a local hospital around 9:30 p.m. concerning a female victim arriving with a gunshot wound. It was later determined that the shooting took place in the area of Ridgecrest Street. No further information has been released. Number 12-ranked Auburn won the SEC Basketball Tournament Championship, beating Florida 86-67 on Sunday. The 27-7 Tigers avoided the upset bug that took out the SEC's top three seeds, including Alabama, in Friday's quarterfinals. This is the Auburn Tigers' third SEC Tournament Championship and second under Coach Bruce Pearl. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Jack Ingram Select Used Cars is revolutionizing the car buying experience to give you the car you want with the protection you deserve. Come shop the factory certified cars. Experience the difference on the boulevard next to Sam's Club or online at jackingramselect.com. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Big selection. Factory protection.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And we have some exciting news to share with you. We've been serving the state of Alabama for many, many years. And now we are able and ready to offer the same great mortgage financing and Georgia and Florida as well.
Our company may be Alabama Home Mortgage, but now we can finance your Georgia home mortgage and your Florida home mortgage too. We couldn't be more excited to extend our customer base to our neighboring states. For years, we have had customers call us in hopes we could assist them with purchasing their vacation cabin in North Georgia or their dream home in Florida. And now we can. For those of you who have family and friends that live in Florida and Georgia, be sure to tell them the good news.
Whether you are looking to purchase or refinance a home located in Alabama, Georgia, or Florida, you owe it to yourself to give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time.
It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertiser.
Need some wood?
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is March 18th, National Awkward Moments Day. So be sure to ask a chubby woman when her baby is due. Or trip on the sidewalk, turn around and realize nothing is there. Or talk smack about your cheap, grumpy boss until you realize, he's standing right behind me, isn't he? Awkward!
And now...
Random.
That was awkward and scary.
I knew what I was doing.
Startled.
Did it work?
Yeah.
Yeah, so those were beads from...
It's a string of very large pearls.
Okay. They're huge.
From Mardi Gras.
Left over from
Mardi Gras. I'm going to go back to squeezing my football now.
Did you know 1903... That's the date of the first recorded hack.
1903?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Marconi was publicly demonstrating his new secure wireless telegraph. except the rival inventor, and I don't know how to pronounce his name here, Mescaline, I think is the name, Mescaline?
Mescaline.
Neville is his first name.
Yeah, Mescaline Neville.
Or Neville.
What did he do?
Because it's just evil with an N in front of it. Yeah. Anyway, he managed to broadcast rude poems to the receiver on that same secure wireless telegraph.
How about that?
So that is considered the first recorded hack. Did you know a colony of wild chickens?
Hang on a second. A colony of wild chickens?
Yes. Yeah, those. They have been they've been living under the Hollywood Freeway for over 50 years. No idea why. They're just there, and that's where they are.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder if they ever try to cross the road.
Yeah, maybe.
Trying to get a job. Trying to get an acting job.
I know. Actors. Yeah.
You know what I love about this job? We haven't done squat this morning, and we're already halfway through.
Yep.
How can you not love a job like that?
Absolute squat. Did you know Sir Francis Drake was celebrated as a naval commander by the British? However, the Spanish looked at him as a pirate. Spanish mothers would warn children that El Draco would come and take them away if they didn't behave.
Whoa.
So
dude.
Cautious of... Francis Drake is just a name that strikes fear. Francis.
Lighten up, Francis. I don't know if you remember the line.
Is this another Caddyshack thing?
No.
What obtuse movie did you get this one from?
This is from Stripes.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know the vast majority of, and I didn't know this was a thing, but the vast majority of people are unable to control their goosebumps? I didn't know that there were people who could control their goosebumps.
Yeah, that's the... I would like to know how you do that.
Feels very involuntary, you know?
It must take a great deal of mental power to shut them down.
I suppose. Did you know?
Because they make you look like a freshly flucked chicken.
Depending on how you get them, yeah. Did you know that ER, the television show from the 90s...
I wonder why they're called Goosebumps.
That may be coming up later on in Random Facts. Not today, but in the weeks ahead.
About give us a reason to keep living and listening.
About what causes
About goosebumps, how that works, yes. Mm-hmm. And where, I think, where we get the term from and that sort of thing. So, yeah. ER from the 90s, the medical show from the 90s there. Yeesh. The pilot for that show was originally written as a film screenplay back in 1974.
Wow.
And nothing ever happened with it. What was it? Michael Crichton was involved with that thing, so I'm sure it was something that he worked on as maybe a novel and then tried to get it done as a film, and it never passed.
How many years was ER on?
God, was it...
Many.
15? I don't know. Grey's Anatomy's been on longer now.
Oh,
but
I know. Grey's Anatomy. Jeez.
It's the Sesame Street of medical shows. Not to do with the content, just to do with how long it's been around. Did you know March 3rd, 1863?
March 3rd, 1863.
A date which will live in infamy because that is when we had to stop. Well, I say had to, but that's when we stopped paying for our mail delivery.
We stopped paying for it?
What do you mean?
Well, up until that time, we were paying for mail delivery. And then on March 3rd, 1863, Congress established free mail delivery to cities.
Oh, I see. You had to actually pay to get...
Yeah, you had to pay for the mail.
Oh.
Yeah, you had to pay to get your mail. Here's another kicker you probably didn't know. But up until 1940... New York City.
New York City?
New York City.
Got your mail delivered four times a day.
Well, I remember twice a day. Do you remember that?
During holiday time, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I feel sorry for the people that live in Cloverdale. There's a post office on Carter Hill.
Yeah.
It's like Drucker's store. out for lunch. I think there's like one person that works in that whole thing.
New York City reduced residential mail delivery to once daily due to the high costs in 1950.
A high cost. That's when a stamp was 3 cents.
But I remember, even when I was young, they were threatening to stop on Saturday, but that's never happened.
Yeah, they always bring that up.
Yeah.
And the excuse was people who depend on Social Security checks arriving on whatever date they're supposed to be there, well, if they were due on Saturday, they wouldn't be able to get them.
Until Monday, and that's 2 days.
But now it's mostly erect deposit.
Coming up on Random Facts, we will talk... Huh?
We're already through the first batch?
We are, yeah. Well, it's about time for being done with the first batch, I would say. That seems to be on schedule. I mean, do you want me to... I can draw it out a little bit.
No, we'll draw out the next segment.
Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to tell you about... there's no way I can trivia it. So we're going to tell you about the Chinese takeout box. Give you a little history on that little thing. We will tell you a random fact about dinosaur poop. Uh-huh. We will also tell you about time zones. We have a random fact about that.
Does it have to do with railroads?
It does not.
Okay.
We will tell you about the Cooperative for American Remittances to Europe.
The Cooperative for the American Remittances to Europe.
Yeah, and we have a National Parks Random Fact. A couple of National Park Random Facts actually coming up. So that is all ahead on Rando Facto.
All righty then. For those of you who are looking to brighten up the look of your home with some new furniture for the spring, it's a great time to find it at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. So many people aren't familiar with Kaiser because they're not a national name, but I can tell you this. They have a bigger selection and better savings than the national chains do. Because it's part of a big conglomerate of stores, that does not mean you're going to save money. When you go to Kaiser, it's pretty simple. 50% off the top ticket price on all items with the help of an incredible staff led by Stella Beard, our furniture goddess there, who can help you find what you're looking for. One thing you really appreciate, with a 60,000 square foot showroom, they have room for everything. Whatever your style, whatever your taste happens to run, they've got it. They're also best prepared to help people who are looking to fill an odd... For example, we have a half a table. It's like a round table, but it was cut perfectly down the middle, stands up against the wall. It's great for display, and it looks really nice. That's one example of the kinds of things you'll find at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. And Leslie Wolfolk is a designer, so if you are looking to do a room or create a style in your home, consult with her because she's got the pedigree to do it. So you'll save money, including sales tax. You know, you buy furniture, you're spending some dough. Why not save on sales tax, too? Because it's 8.25% at Kaiser and 10% in the city. So I just gave you a whole bunch of reasons to stop by and enjoy the laid-back atmosphere, wear comfortable shoes. You'll do a lot more walking than you realize because there's so much to see. 4044 Wetumpka Highway, and you'll get a great glimpse of the selection and the variety in that selection at Shop Kaiser. That's shopkyser.com. 7:34, back with part two of Random Facts next.
Traffic is brought to you by Dylan Rings. Dylan Rings has great watches and beautiful rings. Or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dylan Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road. And check them out on Facebook.
Well, traffic is light to moderate and building this morning all over the area. It's just that time of day. A lot more cars coming out of Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka. We had a hit and run earlier. Highway 231 near Northern Boulevard. Please watch out for emergency vehicles there. And if you're headed out of Montgomery this morning on 85 northbound, right around Lime Creek, just before you get to Shorter, we got an accident there in Montgomery. Light to moderate traffic, Boulevard, I-65, 85 through downtown. Buckle up and keep it here. We will keep you updated on traffic. McKinnon Toyota has certified used cars ready for you just in time for summer. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Need storage? Riverway Storage is a 20-acre secure and monitored facility storing personal and household items, RVs, campers, and boats. They're all a part of their service. Recreational vehicles can be stored outside or under two types of covered buildings. Their facility has plenty of room, even for heavy equipment. For your convenience, registration and payments can be made online. A locally owned business located just off Redland Road at 480 Old Rifle Range Road near Wetumpka, just off Highway 231 on the way to the lakes. Visit their website at riverwaystorage.com.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
Outdoor maintenance is hard work. When you look out the window on a hot day and you see the grass saying, "Mow me," do you really want to do that? It's not good for your health. It's hard work, so why not turn that hard work over to a team that is ready to work hard? And that's the team at Turf Stalkers. Brian McMahon and his group, Turf Stalkers, by the way, named for the Night Stalker, a jet that he was part of a team on during his service in the Air Force. So if you want that military dedication and attention to detail and a great result at a fair price, call 558-1611. That's 558-1611 for Turf Stalkers. They do a great job.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I partied last night, it was St. Patrick's Day. And now my headache just won't go away. Monday hangover. St. Patty's hangover. The floor. Today these Irish eyes are smiling no more. Monday hangover. St. Patty's hangover. Drunk with the leprechauns. Tell the boss I ain't coming in.
And now,
here's Jay Scott to do a thorough and good job with
random facts.
Did you know? The classic Chinese takeout box.
Yes, the white cardboard with the wire rim that never quite holds it all in.
It was originally designed for holding oysters.
Oh.
Yeah. And then later, honey.
Honey.
Not sure how that worked either.
I'm thinking about the scene from Naked Gun when in the refrigerator.
Oh, yeah. I thought they closed 3 years ago.
Closed? Yeah.
And then he takes off.
He smells it.
Yeah. He passes out. Hey, speaking of passing out, I just posted this. It's kind of funny.
Oh, if she got Jaeger? She's drinking straight out of the Jaeger bottle?
But the joke is I'm going to tell my kids this is Governor Ivy. It's a playful prank, Governor. We love you. Just
early patents from the Chinese takeout box are from the late 1800s, and association with Chinese food came with the rise of takeout in the post-World War II United States. That's when that picked up, actually. Did you know the largest piece of fossilized dinosaur poop that has been discovered is over 30 centimeters long and over 2 liters in volume? I can beat that. And it is believed to be
30 centimeters long and how long? And
2 liters in volume. It is believed to be from a Tyrannosaurus Rex who had real trouble wiping.
Well, plus, they were carnivores. So you could probably find some fossils in that turd.
Do you know how finding toilet paper was back in those days?
Yeah.
It was tough.
Did you know?
Well, the leaves were higher on taller trees in those days.
There are time zones with only 30 and 45 minute differences. In other words, it's like if Eastern was 30 minutes ahead of us instead of an hour.
You know? But in this country or?
No, not in the United States.
In other parts of the world, yes.
There are 30 minutes and 45 minute time zones. Iran, India, Myanmar, and some parts of Australia have 30 minute and 45 minute time zone differences there, but nothing here like that. Unless you count, U.S. owned like island type stuff or U.S.
territory
type things.
I
maybe
got you.
If you want to count that, but yeah, that's being a little technical.
Okay.
Did you know the Cooperative for American Remittances? The Cooperative for American Remittances to Europe, and I still screwed it up. it is a term that we still use today, and it's where we get the term care package from.
Mm.
Because it is the Cooperative for American Remittances to Europe, CARE, care. And so they were called care packages. That's how they were invented. An NGO established in 1945, the term is still a registered trademark of that organization. So when you talk about sending a care package, you're referencing that, whatever, the Cooperative for American Remittances to Europe. And finally, did you know? According to the National Parks Authority data, the Grand Canyon National Park had the most search and rescue incidents between 2018 and 2020. 785 of them. That's a lot of lost people in the Grand Canyon. Mount Rainier National Park had the most open SAR search and rescue incidents with 101, followed by Blue Ridge Parkway at only 28. But the Grand Canyon, 785. That is a lot. And those are your random facts.
All right. Let's talk about Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. Everybody that calls the show qualifies to win some great stuff at the end of the week in our grand prize drawing, among them the works from Don Duncan. But we have Easter coming up in a couple of weeks, and many people are going to be hitting the road, probably the Thursday before Good Friday. And before you leave on a trip, especially when it's an occasion like Easter and you don't want to have it ruined or maybe not make it at all because your car has an issue that you could have addressed before you left. Preventive maintenance is something that Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire happens to be very, very good at. They really are. They run diagnostic check on your car, and partnering up with them, no matter which location you choose, means you'll have a go-to place if the check engine light comes on or some of this car is making a funny sound. Bring it to them, let them diagnose it, and they can fix it. In almost 99% of the instances, there's very few things that can happen to your vehicle that Don Duncan's technicians cannot take care of for you. But just for the basics, regular oil change, diagnostic check, tire rotation, they do a two-man rolling inspection and remove and plug any embedded debris from the road. Very, very thorough. And at the end, they vacuum out your car to say thanks for choosing us. Three locations to serve you from high atop Mount Duncan. That's the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14. Downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, for Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. And look for them on Facebook. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, time for that $20 food outlet pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Man, 20 bucks on this one. You should be able to get it. Speaking of 20 bucks, or at least money, because I don't know how much it costs, but on this day, not this day, on March 3rd, 1863, the government stopped making us pay for what?
272-9228. It's a layup, folks. 272-9228. And we'll take the first caller with the correct answer. Everybody else, stick around. Do follow-up questions and get bonus entries. The could win you the works from Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire, among other great prizes. 272-9228.
I didn't do anything on St. Patrick's Day. I really didn't.
Yay!
Well, we are definitely beginning to build as far as traffic flow. I-65 and 85 busy through downtown Montgomery. Got a lot of cars coming through the interchange. We're busy on East Boulevard, East South Boulevard now, picking up a lot of traffic there. And, of course, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, putting a lot of cars inbound to Montgomery on 65 southbound, 231. Troy Highway and Highway 331, light to moderate on their way into Montgomery this morning. Buckle up, drive carefully. We're going to keep you updated on traffic. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
We are running an eligibility check on our callers.
It's going to be number three.
Number three. That would be Don. Don, good morning to you.
How y'all doing?
Good.
Hey.
Can you give us the answer we seek for the pop quiz question?
Mail
service. Yeah, I didn't know that they were charging.
What if they had a sliding scale when you were paying for your mail? Like if it was a bill, maybe they wouldn't, you know, charge a couple of pennies. But if it was a birthday card stuffed with cash, they probably want a little more for doing
that. What's the mail cost for delivery?
That was in the Civil War, by the way, obviously.
Right at the end of it.
A couple of months before before Gettysburg, yeah.
Oh, wow. Right. Postage costs in the early 1800s depended on delivery distance.
Oh.
And the number of sheets of paper being mailed.
Is that right?
Postage could cost anywhere from 6 to 35 cents for a single sheet of paper.
Wow.
And back in those days, that's really a lot.
Two sheets would cost twice, three sheets three times, that sort of thing.
Sheet?
I beg your pardon, Mr. Thomas. Anyway, you won. I think that was the whole point of this. Hang on. You got a $20 head start at Food Outlet. We go next to the illustrious Backup Steve. Hey,
good morning. Good morning. I thought for a moment that the convoluted intros was going to start off awkwardly, but you timed them out perfectly and everything just worked out really great.
Yeah, I thought they were really good.
But, Rich, I have a timeline entry for you.
Okay.
Dateline is 1977 in Nichols State University. 47 years ago, me and my lovely spouse Debbie got married down in Nichols State, Thibodaux, Louisiana.
Thibodaux, I love that.
47.
That's the 18th or 19th?
That was the 18th.
All right, so.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Pour a cheerful toast and fill it, happy anniversary. But be careful you don't spill it, happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
I am. Love those Cajun town names, Thibodeaux. That's a good one.
And the seafood, of course, down there. Just everything. The people are so friendly too.
Absolutely. All right. The largest one of these is 30 centimeters long and 2 liters in volume. What am I talking about?
T-Rex Dino Poop.
Dino Poop is correct.
That
dino
is the poop. Correct yep. answer. We
all right.
Yep.
I also accepted one of mine.
Thanks, Steve. And we finish with Jay. Tom.
Hey, John. Hey, Jay, Tom. Let's see. Mail delivery up until 1940 used to be 4 times a day. Where?
In New York City.
New York City is correct.
Good work. Yep. All right. Not bad for a... They were, well, there's just kind of a hangover in the air, even if you're not physically hungover. There's a bit of that. Can you feel it?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I didn't even realize it was St. Patrick's Day yesterday, so.
Oh. Well, that's interesting. Oh, by the way, whatever happens at the markets today, Brent McDonald will join us at 5:15 this afternoon to explain how it impacts you and your money.
I thought you were going to say it's Biden's fault. Whatever happens at the markets today, it's Biden's
fault. It is his fault. It is his, everything is his fault. And he has the chutzpah?
The chutzpah.
The chutzpah to say Donald Trump is old and... I don't want to go there because I would like to...
Sorry, I didn't mean to send you in that direction.
No. I had my meltdown last week. My every five-year morning meltdown was last week. Anyway, whatever comes to play, Brent will analyze it. Don't forget, you owe it to yourself with inflation making a comeback and everything else. Protect and grow your money with the best in the business. Sit down for a consultation with Brent and his team at 387-0094 for Invista Advisors. Ask questions. Nobody's going to try to sell you anything. It's just great to have a go-to source. People dedicated through research to protecting you and the money you work so hard to make. 387-0094, Invista Advisors.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Big temperature setback on this last full day of winter, with a high temperature up to about 60, mostly sunny, breezy today. That breeze gusting 15 to 20 later on this afternoon will add a little bite. Freeze warning in effect for tonight. It's a late season freeze. Overnight low temperature 31. Widespread morning frost. Alabama growers, do whatever you need to do to take care of tender vegetation. Otherwise, Tuesday's high. Tomorrow, only 59. Sunshine. We're back to the 30s on Tuesday night. That would be the first night of spring, with spring beginning 11:06 p.m. tomorrow night. That's the vernal equinox, low 38. Not quite as cool Wednesday with a high around 70. We'll be in the low 70s on Thursday. That's moving in the right direction with more sun. And then the next risk of showers holding off till Thursday night into Friday. This will be the third week in a row that we've had that Friday timetable. Right now, the weekend looks dry. This morning, mostly cloudy at the moment. It's 52 at 7:52.
ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC.
All hail Jay. All hail Jay. All hail Jay.
Well, thank you very much. Here to tell you about Heirloom Jewelers. Correct? Yes. Let's make sure.
Sorry.
A one-of-a-kind jewelry store here in Montgomery selling one-of-a-kind jewelry. I've told you about this before, but the jewelry here are handmade pieces, all made by hand, which means they have the different sort of, you know, I want to say imperfections, but you know what I mean? When it's made by hand, made by a person, you're going to have these little bitty distinct qualities of that piece that make it extremely unique. Plus, most of these pieces were made hundreds of years ago, which means they were made to order, made by somebody said, this is how I want my ring to look, this is how I want my piece of jewelry to look, and that's how it is. And nobody else came in and asked for the exact same thing. So it is one-of-a-kind jewelry there. Troop Booth knows his stuff. He comes from a long line of people that knew their stuff about that jewelry. His grandparents opened the store in 77. He's been running it since 2015, almost 10 years now, and it is just him. There are no other employees there. There's nobody else that you're going to have to talk to or deal with. You're going to deal directly with the owner and operator, the proprietor, the guy in charge, Troop Booth. When you call this number, 260-0066, you can also send a text to that number. He'll get in touch with you. If you've got a piece of jewelry that you kind of want to get valued or see what it's worth, or if it's something he might be interested in, or something that you're just wondering how much it might be worth at all, talk to him. Send him a text of it. He may want you to come in and bring it so he can get a closer look. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 4, Saturday, 10 to 2, but it's by appointment only. Given that he's the only one that runs the place, he's not going to be there all day, every day. So just call and make that appointment. I'd be happy to go by the shop, let you in, take a look, and talk to you. 260-0066. Go online to see their inventory on Facebook, Instagram, and at heirloomjewelers.com.
All right, we have the business report here. Traffic in just a couple of minutes, and a star is born.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Greg Clugston. Consumers became slightly less optimistic about the economy this month, though they continue to expect inflation to cool further. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index slipped in March, slightly below February's figure. McDonald's has apologized for a global technology outage that shuttered some restaurants for several hours late last week. The company said the outage was caused by a third-party technology provider. McDonald's said the outage was not a cybersecurity issue. More trouble for Boeing. The airplane maker is telling airlines to inspect switches on pilot seats after a published report said an accidental seat movement likely caused the sudden plunge of a jet flying to New Zealand. Boeing recommends that airlines inspect the cockpit seats on their 787 Dreamliners the next time they perform maintenance on the planes. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Greg Clugston.
And now, a star is born. On March 18th, 1979, the world welcomed little baby Adam Levine. The future superstar's mother foreshadowed his life when she said, "He will be loved until he stars in the worst Super Bowl halftime ever." Adam Levine, a star is born.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hello, this is Colonel Patrick Downing, U.S. Army retired, on behalf of the nearly 400,000 veterans in Alabama, urging the passage of the Veterans Access to Care Bill to give veterans and their families better access to health care specifically tailored to their needs. Our veterans have done so much for us. Now it's time to do what we can for them by providing a state-run health care system just for veterans and their families.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed.